TCC, dated April 19th, 2018. Let's start with approval of the agenda. Does everyone have a chance to go over the agenda? Do you have any comments, anything they want to add to the agenda?
Well, we need to make an additional announcement. It's come up since the agenda was drafted.
Okay.
The announcement is that this is Jane's last meeting with us. Unfortunately, she's leaving MPC after what's got to be close to 13 years.
12. We just hit 12.
We just hit 12.
Trying to tell us where you're going, or not really?
Well, I'm taking a few months off and travel a little bit, and then I'll probably look for the next job near Charlotte.
Okay. Go ahead.
I have some family stuff to do up there.
I got you. Okay. Well, we wish you the best.
I might be back down here one day because I'm not selling my condo yet.
Okay.
Always do the best one.
Can Airbnb that. Make it
All right.
That's probably true.
Can I get a motion to approve the agenda, please?
So
second.
Everyone in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Agenda is approved. Moving on to the action items. The first item is the approval of the meeting minutes from February 22nd, 2018. Do we have any comments? Did anyone have any questions or concerns about the meeting minutes from last time? I'm sure everyone went through and read that.
I will move to approve because I did read
them. Okay.
I'll second because I read them too.
All right. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. All right. Next item is the Georgia Performance Management Agreement.
Okay. That's me. I'm not sure it's... Oh, okay. This screen and that are not the same, but I will go with it. It's weird. So this is part of the performance-based planning and programming that I've been coming almost every month or every meeting to talk about. So the latest step, I'll just update you on where we are, and we're looking for your endorsement on this agreement. I'll get to that in a sec. So just a quick refresher. Part of the performance-based planning agreement, this came out of MAP 21 and FASTAC. We have to... the MPOs and the state have to adopt some targets that are focused around safety, state of good repair, congestion, and air quality. These are all things that everybody's working on at the same time across the nation, getting these adopted. So far, we have adopted the safety targets, and we adopted those to support the state's target. So just show you where we are. And I have two slides of things we still need to do and only two checks so far. So we still got a ways to go, so it's not the last me. So in October, GDOT presented their adopted targets to us on the safety measures. If you recall, those were fatalities, serious injuries, reducing fatalities and serious injuries, and also reducing a rate of fatalities and serious injuries, and then non-motorized fatalities and serious injuries combined. And then in December, we adopted the state's targets that they showed us back in October. And by adopting those targets, we're supporting those in our planning documents. So we're not necessarily going out and collecting the data to meet those targets because those targets are a statewide number, a statewide target. We are feeding into that number by adopting projects, programming that will help support reaching those reductions in safety, fatalities, and serious injuries. So the next steps that we have to do is come up with an agreement between GDOT, the state entity, and then all the MPOs have to have an agreement that state that we are jointly agreeing upon how to develop the provisions that are in the legislation. I'll get to that, the specifics on that in a minute, but that's where we are today. The next steps include in May, GDOT will be adopting some more targets for some of the other areas I mentioned regarding the state of good repair, congestion, and rate. And then in May, we are required by May 27th or after to ensure that our plans are TIP in our long-range plan are amended to incorporate these targets. So we've adopted the targets, but we haven't really like inserted them into the planning. We've kind of been doing it already because we tried to get a little bit ahead of it because we knew it was coming, but we'll have an official amendment on this. We'll be doing this in June with the assumption we typically have TIP amendments almost every meeting cycle. We will not be allowed to amend our TIP or our plan until we do this amendment. That makes sense.
Have you gotten any wording? Because I know that was an issue, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I have seen a few examples. I've been drafting something up. Okay. Hopefully we'll have that out soon for some review. I guess it'll probably be required to have the 30-day review or the review by FHWA and everyone take a look at it. But we're all kind of doing this at the same time. So June isn't the deadline per se, or this May 27th date. It's just we have to do it on or after. But anytime we have an amendment in our plan or a TIP, it will trigger that we're required to do this update as well. So I'm just assuming we're going to do it in June because of the way things typically go here.
One where South Carolina is a little bit ahead of us.
So I have taken some.
We have looked at their language there.
Yeah, and South Carolina actually had a kind of a decent, meaty amendment that I've been picking parts out of and using. And then Valdosta had one that was a little thinner on content, but you must have gotten the stamp of approval. It's gone through there. So got a couple examples out there.
Okay.
And then in October, we'll have to have an agreement similar to the one I'll show you and talk to you about in a minute with our public transportation partner, with CAT, and then also multimodal division of GDOT would also probably have to be in this agreement as well, and that's due October 1st. And we'll also have to agree on developing, but we'll have to adopt targets in October with the transit agencies, and then in October we will also be doing probably simultaneously the adoption of the amendment into the plans. November is when we will have to make our decision to either support or adopt targets based on the ones GDOT is adopting next month in May. So November would be our due date at this point for that. And then we have May 2019 is when we would have to update the plans, amend the plans to acknowledge those targets. So I know this is a little confusing because there's so many different targets coming at different times. And I think for the board, maybe I'll try to clarify these slides a little bit so it's a little clearer what I'm talking about.
And we might want to highlight because some of these fall on months when they don't meet. So we would either have to have special meetings or
get it done
sooner.
Okay, thanks. I have charted this all out with our meeting cycle in mind. These are just the actual federal required timelines.
The
one handy thing about the agreement I'm talking about today is it not only covers safety, it also covers all the other targets issue, the data and everything that would be needed. So this May 2019, I can put a nice check on that one afterwards. So we'll be a little bit ahead of game on that if we adopt this target. And then again, we'll have to till May 20th, 2019 to amend our plans and everything. So, the data agreement, this is what I was here to talk about today. It's required as part of the federal legislation. This agreement is not quite on the same level as what our MOU is that we have with the big MPO agreement that we have with all of you. This is one that doesn't even technically have to be signed necessarily, but we are going through a formal process of formalizing this as much as we can, and that it's in the books that we've done this. The agreement needs to specifically spell out the procedures for cooperatively sharing all the information and the data related to the targets. So this would be the safety data, the congestion data, state of good repair information on bridges and pavements. And the way the agreement is written, it lays out the roles and responsibilities. Obviously, in this case, I attached the agreement. I don't know if you all read it. It was 15, 7 pages or something. I would have I didn't want to make a lot of copies of a lot of papers, so yeah, if you've taken a look, if you have any comments on it, you're welcome to let me know. This has been shared around. I think they sent it out originally in March. It really just lays out what type of things that GDOT's going to be responsible and how they're going to communicate with the MPOs in terms of the data collection, data sharing, and what types of when they adopt a target, that they will immediately notify us and so forth. So what GDOT did was they worked with GAMPO, which is the Association of MPOs for the state of Georgia, and that represents all the MPOs, and they worked with the chairman from GAMPO and came up with this agreement. And last month at GAMPO approved the agreement with a few minor comments. I don't know if you were there willing to, if you'd say most of the comments were around the air quality issues that really don't affect us here in Savannah. And the rest of the comments, I believe, were more like typo or wordsmithing kind of stuff. I haven't seen anything too major.
I think I was just there for half the meeting.
Oh, you weren't there, absolutely. So basically, there wasn't going to be a lot of content change to the agreement, the draft that was already, that I sent to you all. So we don't have the final yet that's been signed. It's not technically due until May, but we're not going to meet again. So I wanted to run this through our meeting cycle this month, so we've already got this okay. So what I'm asking of the MPO is that we're allowing GAMPO to sign this agreement on our behalf. So rather than core MPO's chairman signing the agreement itself and GDOT having to write a separate agreement with every MPO in the state, GAMPO is going to have the chairman sign it, and by default will be representing all the MPOs as being signed onto this agreement with GDOT. So GAMPO approved that at the March meeting, and this is not necessarily something we're required to do it this way, but I just felt that Mark and I talked and we felt that this would be a nice way to just formalize it, that we've authorized GAMPO to authorize them to sign this on our behalf and then move forward. And then the data agreement covers safety, congestion, standard repair, everything. We will not have to revisit this unless there's some sort of major change in the agreement itself. And it would go through GAMPO. Does anyone have any questions? It was kind of a little confusing because of all the different dates and requirements. So I'm just asking you guys today to endorse this to the board so the board can sign a resolution authorizing GAMPO to sign this next week.
Anybody have any questions for Stephanie? Any comments on this? Okay,
move to recommend endorsement.
I'll second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? If the motion carries. That's approved. Okay. Endorsed. The amendments to the 2040 total mobility plan.
Okay, I will combine this one with the next item because they're related.
Okay.
Back in February, Vivian from GDOT Planning told us that the funds, Z230 funds, programmed for the Islands Expressway utility phase was not used. So we are supposed to reallocate that funds to other projects. So the candidate projects would be the ones that are already in our priority list. And we did conduct a call for project last year when we were developing the TIP. So we decided at the last TCC meeting that any amendment requests will be processed at the April meeting. So at that meeting, Chatham County sent us a request. They wanted to reallocate that $322,000 Z230 funds in fiscal 2018 to the I-16F307 right-of-way phase. And county also wants to just implement this project with the I-16 widening and I-16 I-95 project. I was just told today they might not be let as one design build contract, but they might. So it's still up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I think the county worked with GDOT, and GDOT says, okay, if you want to program that fund, you need to properly program the full amount. So that's why GDOT came up with some Z001 funds for this project. Basically, county wants to include the right-of-way phase and the construction phase in the current TIP. But county didn't realize that this project, only the preliminary engineering phase is in the long-range transportation plan. The right-of-way phase and the construction phase are not. So in order to add that project into the TIP, we have to do the MTP amendment first. So the current TIP covers or overlaps or coincides with the cost band one of the long-range transportation plan. So in order to include those two projects into the cost band one, we have to do the financial balance. So this is the number that county and GDOT gave me for the right-of-way in 2018. So we will have Z230 funds, $322,000, and GDOT will come up with almost $6.5 million. That's for the right-of-way. And then for the construction, and both phases will be in 2020. So the total is about $20.5 million, and both Z230 and Z001. So I was told that this $6.5 million and $18.5 million, so almost $25 million, would be considered revenues beyond our original revenue projections, right? So that means this balance, so we will have a positive balance of about $25 million, and we also currently have a positive balance of about $39 million in cost band one. So basically, we are able to accommodate this project, the both phases, into the cost band one. Another request that the county made is because county wants to pursue the Z230 funds. We have a positive balance about $900,000 in fiscal 2020. And we also have some like $740,000 programmed on the I-16 exit ramp removal project. And Chatham County wants to use that funds, the $900,000 plus $700,000, for this right-of-way fix, for this construction phase in 2020. So county probably didn't know that they wanted us to move the I-16 exit ramp remove project
scoping phase
to the vision plan, which is unfunded. But what we found out is that because we have this positive balance over here, $25 million, and then with already positive balance of $39 million, so there's no need to move this I-16 project to the vision plan because we can accommodate it, just in case the city wants to pursue this project, because we're still working with city on how they want to pursue with this project. So basically, for the long-range transportation plan, our conclusion is that yes, we can accommodate the right-of-way phase and the construction phase of the I-16 at 307 project into cost band one without impacting the I-16 project. So basically, I-16 project can still stay in cost band one as well. Because inclusion of the I-16 at 307 project doesn't impact the funding or the timing of other projects in case I-16 projects, and we can pursue a one-step amendment process, which requires 15-day public comment period and address to the comments. And so far, I haven't received any written comments, but Pam said he would send me some email just indicating that project can
that may
or may not be led with the design build I-16 project. That's one.
I've got a question. You're showing that construction says 2020, but construction is going to start 2019. Does that matter?
Which one?
You have construction up there for 2020.
Is it a calendar versus fiscal year?
Yes.
No, it's going to start in fiscal and calendar, spring of 2019, which is actually spring of 2019, not fiscal year 2020. How is that going to pan out for your 20 funding years?
Oops.
Well, yeah, that's a question. No,
that, yeah, if it ends up being with I-16 widening, that one's going on.
I thought there was a construction phase. It was in 2018.
For
16. No, to 16. I 16.
Yes.
Which one are you referring to? 307 or I-16?
I-16
does have funding, mm-hmm. I think, in 2018.
Yes.
But I'm looking at this that says 2020.
Right.
That is for the 307, correct?
That's
yes.
307?
Yes.
So if it ends up being left with the I-16 widening, is that
the construction funding is more the design phase of the design build.
Yeah.
This is a design build project, but it's taking a conventional approach as far as design and construction. Does that make sense? It's in the design build program, but they're following the conventional process.
They come on the funding.
Yeah, and the funding, yeah.
So the funding can be over more than 1 year, I guess? Is that what you're saying?
Yes,
for
innovative, it can.
They can show the money for design in a separate year.
Yeah, because they show funding, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, they show it in 18, 19, and 20.
And
21,
yes.
3 or
4. Because
it's
going to
take a while to build.
Yeah, the design build 2 projects has construction funding in 2018, 19, 20, and 21 in 4 years.
So as long as this is in there somewhere?
This is just for the 307.
They said it's
I-16 307. It's a separate project.
Okay.
Yeah, if this one.
Yeah,
if
right
it's
now
20,
it is.
Yeah, well,
is it
going to
stay a separate project regardless?
I think it'll stay a separate project. The question is whether or not it's going to let the same time, or it's going to be built the same time as I-16-995.
Well, they are right.
Separate concept.
I know they're going in, you know, in tandem, but
yeah,
it's hard to determine whether or not they're going to go at the same time.
Well, I mean,
are they going
to? I guess the question is: they going to be let together, like as in have the same contractor, or are you going to have 2 different bids and 2 different contractors at the same time? So nobody knows for sure yet.
Well, because if it is let for bidding for design, is that going to happen?
This one's following.
Oh, this is the actual. Oh, okay,
this
good.
Is a conventional program project.
Okay.
It just belongs to Innovative Program Delivery, which does design build projects. I know.
It's this one's not design build then.
No, it just belongs to design build program.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong.
What you're saying is what
this is not a design build project.
It's not a design build project. It just lives in their house.
I think the planning was I think funding was a hurdle in letting them build at the same time. But
still is.
Since 1695, they have the long design build process. They're going to try and fit this in at the same time.
Yes.
The best they can.
Preliminary design is pretty much done. I think we're somewhere around Ryan.
Would you like to keep receiving your materials before the meeting, Jackie?
Okay. Well,
the mistakes as we go.
No. I just wanted to make sure that we're on the same page. That's all.
Yeah.
Because it says let design build, and you said it's not design build. So.
Right.
That's the best information.
Yeah.
Okay. No. That's
what.
And that's what I'm saying. So we just
need
to tweak that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Send us
something
so that we can.
I know. Comment on that.
Yeah. I do have a question to William because you applying for a Tiger grant for this project.
We got word back that actually all of the projects that we submitted for a Tiger grant did not get approved.
Did not get approved.
I think the only one in Georgia was a bus project down there with somebody in like South Atlanta.
Okay.
That was the only project awarded.
So we're not going to get a Tiger grant. So I just want to confirm with you, GDOT will come up with this 0001.
Yes.
Okay. So basically, for the long-range transportation plan, the endorsement is to accommodate this I-16-307 project into cost band 1, and then still keep I-16 ramp removal project in cost band one as well. This is for the long range transportation plan amendments. And then for the TIP amendments, basically the same thing. So I will just show you the project pages. So this is the current project page. We only have preliminary engineering in fiscal 2018, but after the RTP amendment, and we do the TIP amendments, we will include the right-of-way phase into 2018, split between Z001 and the Z230 and the local funds. So showing right-of-way over here. And then for the construction, we are showing in 2020. So it's also Z001 and the Z230 and the local funds. Chatham County actually come up with, for the Z230 funds, they come up about 34% of the local match. And then for the Islands Expressway, currently it has the Z230 funds of $322,000. And that will be for the revised project page, so it will be local. So basically, this $322,000. This is actually administrative modification because we are processing it with the other projects, so that's why we listed over here. So it's just basically funding code change. And the third one is the I-16 Montgomery Street. This is the ramp removal project. Currently, we have this almost $740,000 in fiscal 2020. But since we are reallocating the money to the I-16 and the 307 project, so this project will have $0 in 2020. So we're still working with city to find out how city wants to proceed with this. Because we did the IMR study, and we still wait for the GDOT to send the IMR to Federal Highway Administration. And we also need the city to be the project sponsor, and you need to sign a project framework agreement with GDOT before this project can move along. So if we have any changes, future changes, when we get some direction from the city, we might have more changes. But this is what we're doing now. So for the TIP amendments, basically we are deleting we're adding the right-of-way and construction phase of I-16 at 307, and we changed the funding code for the Islands Expressway project, and then we are actually deleting this I-16 extra ramp removal project from the TIP, from fiscal 2020. So this is the amendments in summary for the TIP. So staff asking your endorsement for both MTP amendments and TIP amendments. Questions?
Anyone have any questions? Other than what we've already talked about? Yeah. Good. All right. Can I get a motion to endorse the amendments to the total mobility plan and also for the transportation improvement program? Motion? I'll second that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? No. Motion carries. The amendments are endorsed. Okay. Moving on, other business. I'm not aware of any other business. Anyone else? Other business? Anything?
No. We could discuss the admin mod I sent you earlier this week.
Yeah, it's other. At the bottom, there's the non-agenda information for reference, administrative modification. We got the request from William. Basically, they're changing the funding code for the I-16 widening project. So currently, we have 0001 funds in fiscal 2018. But GDOT found something repurposed, earmarked funds?
Yeah, they found a repurposed earmark that they were able to put onto this project for the 18 phase.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just need to add that fund code and then up the amount to the amount that the repurposed earmark allows for.
Yeah, so basically this administrative modification is to replace the fiscal 2018 funding code for this project from 0001 to RPS0, repurposed earmark, and the total cost increased by about $412,000.
Okay.
So because this is the administrative modification, if the cost increase is less than $2 million, we can process it as administrative modification.
What kind of process is there to repurpose in your mark?
Where do you come from? I'm just curious.
I have no idea.
I mean, is it just age into that status, or does a project proposed sponsor have to tell you they're not going to do it? A lot of times earmarks are just a fraction of the cost of the project.
Yeah, I think it's our, I guess it's our financial management office. They keep track of all those things, and if they realize that, you know how earmarks have specific purposes,
right.
Mm-hmm. If that purpose has already been met, there's like certain guidelines where they can repurpose that money somehow, someway.
Yeah, Gavner is your brother.
Yeah, probably so.
That's how you got one.
All right, moving on to status reports. Stephanie, do you want to go through the
Oh, procurement process for the special studies? The I-95 Airways interchange study and the I-16 Little Neck interchange study. We have received both funding contracts from Georgia DOT in the mail as of Friday, but by email a bit before that, about a week or so. So we have currently our finance director is reviewing our contracts with the consultants. All of the scopes have been agreed to and tweaked. Just waiting to send those out for them to execute. We've been trying to do this as fast as we can because we realize that we need to count traffic before the school year is out or else we'll have some serious delays. So we've already coordinated with the consultant teams on both projects to get on their traffic count schedule. So there should be no problem getting that done before school's out in May. Try to get those things executed next week. After next week, we will be under new management, new executive directors coming in at MPC. So I'm going to try to make sure those get executed beforehand. Not that they wouldn't be executed, but you know, someone new in the door doesn't really want unknown contracts shoved out in the first day. So. Procedurally, it would just be better if we can go ahead and get it done. So it looks like we're on track, and we probably will meet the 6 month, not the 6 month from the PL funds review meeting, but 6 months from the award letter. I think we'll meet that sort of the deadline that they want us to have notice to proceed. It's all good.
Any questions? All right. Information reports.
Oh, but there was one more status else? Report.
Oh, sorry.
Did you want to?
Is there something?
Yeah. So at the last, at the February meeting with TCC and George.
James Swan song.
At the last meeting in February, the TCC reviewed our employment and population. Spatial distribution for our socioeconomic data for 2015, which is the base year, and the travel demand model, and for 2045, which is the future year. So we TCC endorsed that, and we sent that along to GDOT. We have comments on the base year data, which they go through first. Those comments have a lot to do with some of the density thresholds they look at. So. And we are looking at the tabs that are highlighted to confirm whether or not they need to be changed or they are appropriate as are. So some of the things that they, the thresholds they look at are persons per household ratio, population per acre ratio, households per acre ratio, employments per household ratio, and proportion of population enrolled in schools. Then there's also something about the school enrollment to service employment ratio. So we're looking at that right now, and we'll adjust TASs if they need to be adjusted and resubmit that to GDOT. Are there any questions?
Nope. It's the same as yours.
No, that's not. That's what
it's
I'm saying.
Not.
It must have been something. It got updated.
We
submitted both.
The technology exists that we can send it to you while you're in your car, literally. I'm waiting to get
it. Okay, anything else I'm missing? So we're moving on.
Go ahead.
Is that it then? Good.
That's it. We'll be submitting revised data as soon as we can plow through that. We did lose Nick Elmo, who was one of the original developers of data, has left MPC since it was developed. So we're a little bit handicapped for being short staffed. So we'll get it done soon.
Okay. It's not going to change our schedule.
I don't think it's going to change our schedule much.
Maybe a little bit.
It's growth opportunity for the for the analyst who remains.
Okay.
I had a similar growth opportunity about 20-something years ago in my career. I'm glad, but it's over.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to the information reports then.
I'll go over the GDOT handout. Projects in the pre-construction phase. Project 1's Ogeechee Road widening. Right-of-way acquisitions ongoing. Effingham Parkway, preliminary plans are complete and right-of-way acquisitions begun. US 80s from John Mercer to old US 80. The soil survey is underway. First submission utility plan has been submitted.
Anyone else?
Sorry about that.
Yep, sorry.
Brampton Road connector, preliminary designs ongoing. We're aiming to hold PFPR later this summer. 6 and 7 are the two I-16 projects. The design build proposals are due middle of next month. 144 widening. Final plans have been submitted. As far as I know, it's on schedule to let this month. 144, 995 ramps, right-of-way has been approved, right-of-way plan has been approved and acquisition has begun. On the active construction, King George, contractors pursuing corrective work, all the paving's complete. Widening on Bay Street, stage 2 construction is ongoing. Resurfacing on 95, the contractor just resumed work. He's replacing, or they're replacing the approach slabs at Topmakers Canal Bridge. Now there's a, I think they're closing the lanes for a couple weeks. Pedestrian bridge, the main truss has been placed. They're scheduled to pour the deck this week. Jimmy DeLoach, clearing and grubbing's begun. Allen's Expressway, the contractor's done some survey work out there, so they're starting that. Resurface on Brandon Road, work scheduled to begin late spring. And resurfacing on the way to Tybee, between Bull River and Lazaretto, that's proposed to begin after Labor Day.
I haven't heard of American Industry before, that's a new one.
Probably
an import export. They were from Connecticut. Really? Yeah, I think that's them. I think they had another. I think they had the 95 resurfacing.
Yeah, they did.
And Liberty.
Yeah.
They did get them on
that. They're still doing it. That's all I had. Do you have any questions?
I'll go through Art. Did you have a question?
No.
Okay. Let's see. What have we got? The 25 Putmakers Canal. I think they're going to start right away acquisition here soon. Truman Linear Park Trail. I believe that one's getting close to construction. I don't think it's. I believe the right away has been certified, if I'm not mistaken. So we're getting close there. Benton Boulevard is in the middle of right-of-way acquisition, so I'm still hoping to be able to put that out for bid this summer. Quaco has been split into two, so they're going to start right-of-way acquisition on the intersection improvements at US 17 here shortly. 21 at Pipe Makers, I think we moved all the, there's no right-of-way acquisition needed now for that, so we just got to finish the design and get a permit from GDOT, so hopefully that one will go out this summer as well. Maybe, maybe not, we've got some utility issues we're working out. Little Neck Road, finished the preliminary engine, the preliminary design, but still got a little ways to go on that. That's going to be ready sometime next year. Skidway's still ongoing, all I can tell you there. And Cambridge should probably go out pretty quick. Construction, we've got several that are underway. Carl Griffin Drive at Chatham Parkway, we've got a signal going in there. Bradley Point at John Mercer, got a signal going in there. And Lathrop Avenue improvements are ongoing. Any questions on that?
You mentioned Quaco was being split into two.
Yes.
What did you mean by that?
There's a widening project for the three lanes, uh-huh. And then there's going to be an intersection improvement project at US 17 at Quaco.
Okay.
So that's just going to be, you know, right, because that can get done first, and that needs to get done for staging anyway to improve the intersection so they can do the widening. So it just kind of worked out.
Which Lathrop is that, east or west?
It's east and north.
What's that? You mean east Lathrop? East Lathrop Avenue? There's a west Lathrop Avenue and an east Lathrop Avenue.
It actually goes all the way around.
Yeah.
It goes from Bay Street and then and then go back to Bay Street. It's kind of a loop. So we're doing like three quarters of the loop. Everything except West Lathrop.
The entire northern part.
Okay.
So just going to be everything but west.
Right.
Basically, everything but west.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the reason is as part of the.
Jackie really clarifies.
I forget what you call it. CETA, is it? Because there's some business going in that back there, and so they wanted to make some improvements. So there's some minor widening, like widening the lanes to 12 feet. And resurfacing and some just, like I said, minor improvements along the road to make it more presentable.
I'm just in the city of Savannah.
It's actually, believe it or not, that's unincorporated. I know, I was like you, I thought the same thing, but turns out it's family. So.
Lucky you.
So it doesn't include Lathrop that's south of Bay. East Lathrop goes south of Bay.
No, nothing south of Bay, no. It'll tie into the improvements that are being done on the West Bay Street project, so it will stop there. Short Bay Street.
The city project you're in, we had a public scope meeting in February. All the responses were due about a month ago. We haven't received anything back from DDOT yet regarding those comments. Hopefully, we'll get something next month. We're still on schedule to finish the environmental with EIS end of the year and possibly go to PFDR by the end of the year. That's what we're shooting for. LaRoche, we had RFP for appraisal services. We only got one bid, so it's under review from the feds to see if we can even proceed with that one bid. And to even negotiate is kind of just really, really high, so we'll have to wait and see. The funny part was we put the same thing for Gwinnett, and we got zero bids. So
can you put it out for bidding?
Well, we're going to have to.
Yeah. I don't mean Gwinnett, I meant...
How about LaRoche and the Lessos? We can put it out for rebid again, but if we get the same thing, we can know about if one bid's going to be okay. We still need the blessing from the feds to proceed.
So the right-of-way acquisition is done for LaRoche?
No.
This is for
appraisal services to start it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, we actually put it in.
So it starts off good.
Okay. Well,
it's better because we put it in January, and we had the issue with all our computers. So it was actually in bid for 2 months. And then when it gets out of bid, we only got one bid.
and so we're still waiting.
Are you sure it really went out?
Were they trying to get it into your fax machine?
Was it on the website? No, they couldn't find it.
We have received no attachments, so we'll not get it.
So the one on Gwinnett was also appraisal services?
Yeah, Gwinnett was also, but that
one didn't get any.
That just closed 2 weeks ago and we got zero. So it's going to go back for rebid anyways because you can't move on without it. So that's a bit of Gwinnett. So we're going to see how we proceed next. I think we had Highlands, that's complete. I just left it on there. I think I told you about Sir Top last time that Jacobs has finally taken over. They're the ones doing it. They said you might want to, they installed all new cameras, almost all of them for the 17th Victory Corridor. And Jacobs is working on giving us access to them so we can start using them. But they're not completely down, they're close to being down.
So we are finalizing negotiation with design, Thomas and Hutton, on just the contract, and then we'll get a new notice to proceed through GDOT and get on with our design phase. So that's current status. I was just talking to Jane. You know, obviously this is the project that never starts and never finishes. But we are, I'm confident at this point we've got enough momentum to move forward. But one of the challenges that I am facing with 2B is given where we started and trying to allocate funds for different years of the TIP, and now realizing that, because I think as the city first started to take over, I was taking over the project, not fully grasping all the different implications to when you're budgeting funds. And the city thought we would have the local match in place earlier than we did. So the situation we're facing right now, and a little uncertainty, is, yeah, we've got enough, more than enough to start and complete design and get into construction, but I am still looking for probably another $1 million. And that's just based on purely what the county is spending per mile as well. And we may fall into this penalty group of, well, we're not starting construction in the phase we thought we were going to, so they're going to hold us a year until we can actually use the funds for construction. So I am trying to
This has to do with the new thing about
not rolling your...
Yeah, not carrying over funds. Mm-hmm.
And when we were starting, kind of laying this out in the TIP, that was also, I think, just kind of rolling out at the same time, that new policy or practice. So I guess out to the group, if there are ways.
Now, was that about the funds you already have that you might slip to another?
No, it was for construction. Funds we already have that allocated for construction.
Or the future funds you hope to win through our transportation alternatives.
No, that is for existing funds we already had federal funds we had allocated.
Because I found out also our transportation alternatives funding in the next call for projects is going to be kind of parsed out funding because of the rule, the previous projected revenue that we have not awarded in previous years has been, you know, put into certain fiscal years in the future. It's not all available in the first year, and so that might limit how we can award. Like, your project might end up having to wait.
Yeah, this construction for this project in fiscal 2019, I think.
Right.
So, but if it's,
so,
you haven't even started design yet.
Right. So all this paints a fun picture of we complete design and then sit around for another year to start construction, which I think is really, I mean, granted, should I have been able to figure this out earlier, but I mean, there were so many different things at play. We just did not know what our funding was coming from. So if there are variances, if there are ways for me to beg and plead, that's kind of, and to whom, that's what I need to know.
Yeah, just the GDOT new rule of not carrying over funds make it very hard to do TIP amendments.
So we might
probably have to include it in the next DIP.
Is the STP balance fully allocated right now?
And I already expressed my frustration to William, who didn't set this policy, but I don't think the rules should.
Hey, me and Jane have had lengthy discussions.
Well, you know, the bottom line here to me, and I totally understand that there are a lot of projects that are doing this, but we were not in that history of this with this project. This was kind of bouncing back and forth between the city and the county. We finally got it kind of ironed out, and you know, the project has been in inception since 1970. Why we would want a policy, or why we would want to apply this policy to a project that we know has the momentum both in the community through GDOT and through the city and the county to complete, and it's simply a matter of which column. I mean, I know who I'm talking to, and I know why this is an issue, but if there is anything we can do to shift that or get through this, I'm all ears.
What's the total cost of the project?
I think we've got 1.4 with the local match.
Yeah,
I would like to have another. I would like to have 2.5.
Yeah. My frustration was about why this policy is being applied to expected revenue that's never been associated with the project. It's not. It's not like you know, we're a project that's being penalized for not advancing. We have like future revenue that's being penalized.
All right. Well, we're getting a little off topic, but
I just wanted it in the record.
Okay.
My attitude about that policy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we heard that.
Got that.
Has an attitude.
Got that. All right. If there's anything, we'll have to address
any
that at some
point
with the tip, you know, but probably not today. So, all right. Who else? George, you want to go over any of your projects?
The Airways Avenue traffic signal coordination project is finally complete. It's working as well as can be expected. We got more traffic than we got lanes to put on, so. But it's helping. The international arrivals facility is under construction now. We're designing a four gate and additional security lane addition to the terminal. There's a terminal ramp expansion project out for bids right now. And as Mark mentioned, the I-95 Airways interchange upgrade study is about to kick off. So that'll be good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jackie, Carmen City, anything?
Nothing major. We're at the very, very, very end of China Parkway resurfacing.
The car dealers would be happy.
Yeah. It's been crucial.
I have this long story about how the cars are getting messed up.
That was a good project, though.
Oh, my God. Please. I would like to get with you afterwards just to kind of talk 16 and 307 generally. And then, of course, GPA Mega Rail is moving forward, as we know, and we've been pretty close with you guys with regards to timelines and everything, because we'll start getting it, as I'm sure you're aware, the residents really starting to ask questions and whatnot. So as much as we can do to assist to keep that message getting out there with regards to timelines.
Yeah, because the road's going to be closed for that one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. 25.
Yeah, so that is going to
which road? For a number 25.
25
pipe makers. Yeah, pipe makers. And I don't know the timeline for how long.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Probably, I'm guessing a year.
If not more.
If not more.
Is it a culvert, that's it?
No, that was a bridge.
But a year?
It's a bridge.
It's a pretty good size.
It's a 400-foot long bridge.
Yeah. So again, just kind of.
Because it's over the
communicating.
Not just the canal, but rail lines.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They're building one terminal systems for the port for expansion.
Yeah. So that'll be good.
It's been an amazing project, and I think it's going to happen pretty fast, which is great.
The way to sell it, I guess, to the residents is just that they won't have to deal with the trains.
Oh, yeah. They're not complaining about the project at all because they've been dealing with the trains for so long.
Yeah.
We got a lot of those issues fixed recently with regards to trains literally just stopping for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
You know, removing the engines and just parking in place. And we got that taken care of, pretty much. As long as the trains are moving, residents are okay. But anyway, just to kind of figure out all the timelines, because 25 will be happening, you know, same time 16 and 307 start working, so it's going to be all kind of clustered.
It's like, how do we get there?
Yeah, exactly. So just really to keep the coordination with regards to timelines so we can assist as much as possible. Plus, you know, my office is right there at 307 and 16. It's all about me. No, don't call there, please. Just call me. Exactly. So anyway, yeah. But yeah, Chatham Parkway, and then just the other two major projects working with you guys. That's it. Yeah.
Anybody else?
Did
I miss anybody? All right. Okay. It's information reports. Other public comments? Anybody once? I'm sorry, you know, I didn't even ask who was on the phone. I apologize for that. Is there anyone on the phone that has anything you want to add?
No, it's just final point. I just listened. Thanks.
Hi, okay. All right. Announcement. The next TCC meeting is June 21st at 2 o'clock. Here, same place. And the MPO meeting is next Wednesday at 10. So, okay. And did we already cover all the other non-agenda item information?
Covered
them?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone have anything else before we close? All right, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. Appreciate y'all being here.